This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Good morning, everyone. It is Friday. We haven't listened to any of our, you know, it's Friday. Bigger, stronger, faster, harder. All the things I like.
It make it, do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
That's right.
I was going to say, I don't remember being assaulted by What's Her Bucket, but now we have.
Thank
you, Maria.
Yep. Yeah.
Now Friday's,
complete. Not complete without being assaulted by Maria Athens.
Jesus.
That chick. Woo! Where are you, Maria? Come on back. Fishman's Wharf bringing us the 7 o'clock
wreaking
Liberty
havoc in a support group as we speak, I'm
right.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Hey, it's all about me. I don't want to hear your stories. Listen to what I have to say. You won't believe it. I can't believe what a good person I am.
Yeah, you're great.
I know. Thank you.
I can't believe I am such a good person.
Uh-huh.
Don't roll your eyes at me. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Fisherman's Wharf, you guys. I love Fisherman's Wharf. If you're looking for family fun and a safe staycation this weekend, rediscover San Francisco's historic waterfront district. For info, go to visitfishermanswharf.com. Bite that right off. On your TV this weekend, mostly basketball. But let's face it, this is March Madness
weekend.
Madness
is a big
it's
one, right?
Today and tomorrow, the first round games. And
you know what we watched last night?
What did you watch?
On the recommendation of a texter. Thank you so much for the text about Wolfwalker.
Yes.
Wolfwalkers.
Is it a kid show?
It's a kid's show. It's a kid's cart. It's a cart animated. It's excellent. It's really good. And we watched it yesterday, and my oldest really loved it. My youngest, she wasn't really paying attention. And so then I said, okay, we're going to go take a nap. And then we laid down. And then the whole time she's like, I want to watch Wolfwalkers. And I was just like, dude, you
the
need
time
to
watch that was before you didn't watch
right.
it.
And then when I brought her back down an hour later after being tortured by her, my wife said, I listened to you guys. It was so funny. And I'm like, you're listening to us, her torture me while I'm trying to lay down and get her to nap, and you're laughing. It's hysterical. Thanks.
Do you ever That's think great. About actually taking a nap while you're lying down trying to get her to take a nap? I used to always just take a nap. I'll be like,
I was trying to. That's why I was like, please stop talking. Mm. Please stop talking.
No, Daddy, I want to talk about Wolfwalker. Wolfwalker.
Nonstop, dude. Oh,
is it a movie or a series?
It's a movie.
Oh, okay. So it's a standalone.
Wolfwalkers is a movie. So all it's right. like one and done, but really good. So I recommend it. It's probably best for kids, you know, 5 and up.
Who can actually follow a story.
Right.
Right. So March Madness continues today and tomorrow. And then tonight on Disney Plus, if you are a big Avengers fan, you love that world, there is a 6-episode event called The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Oh.
6 episodes. Series premiere. I have no idea if that's animated or if, you know, they got
it's
the actual.
It's not animated. And and there's a ton of stuff now that you're seeing Disney push out as a promotion where they're making series out of a lot of our favorite characters.
Yep.
The new one is they're going to have a Monsters, Inc. series.
Oh, how fun.
And that's one of their best. I think the first Monsters, Inc. is
it's
excellent.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have two little boos at your house.
Right.
You know, that's that. I remember when Isla was really little and we're like, oh, my God, she's Boo from Monsters, Inc.
Absolutely.
So, and now Hulk Baby's more that age. But
right. But I do think that's great for those of us out there that, you know, love these characters, for them to decide we're not going to, you know, these aren't religious. We need to just use them, put them in motion. And if you can do that with Star Wars, you can do it with anything.
Well, there's a million Star Wars spinoffs. There's been cartoons and the
right.
Clone Wars things. And, oh, boy, look at this. That is, it's the guys.
Yep.
It's mm-hmm. the actual, there's.
It's legit.
Is that Chris Evans?
No.
No.
So it's a different, Captain
America? No, isn't the Winter Soldier his buddy that wasn't Captain America?
Yes, that's right. Didn't
good looking, good looking guy.
He's the guy with the bionic arm, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh well, the bionic arm.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Anyway, that is the series premiere of a 6-episode event called The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And look, whatever Disney's doing, they're doing it right because they expected to hit about 100 million subscribers, I think, by 2024 or something. We heard earlier this week, and they hit it. They haven't been out for a year, and they're already.
Yeah,
they've blown by that. So that's what's on TV this weekend. The Oscars are April 25th, Sunday, April 25th. And the Academy is saying, if you're not comfortable attending the ceremony in person, tough. There will not be any Zooming. There will be no satellite input. There'll be no nothing. If you can be at the show, you can be at the show. If you can't, we're putting up the picture of you as a nominee. And I don't know.
I like it.
Does
you know,
it decrease your chances of winning?
Record low ratings for a lot of these things. And I believe that there's your hint that it's not a good show when you're Zooming everything in. There's your hint.
It sucks. Yep.
No one wants to watch that.
The producer sent out an email detailing their plan for a, quote, carefree, intimate, in-person event at Union Station in Los Angeles. They're doing it. They said, we are going to great lengths to provide a safe and enjoyable evening for all of you in person, as well as for all the millions of film fans around the world. And we feel the virtual thing will diminish those efforts.
Agreed.
The virtual thing. It does suck. It's awful. They said, we're treating the event as an active movie set with specially designed testing cadences to ensure up-to-the-minute results. So it sounds like you got to get a test as you walk in. Maybe you got to get there. There are rapid testing things, right, where you can get the answer pretty damn quick.
Yep.
The Academy said the only people attending will be the nominees, their guests, and the presenters. And they made sure to point out that even though we're still in a pandemic, casual attire is not welcome. We're still doing a socially distanced red carpet. It's going to be a long red carpet because all the news outlets that usually are crowded together, all jostling for position along that long corridor, they're going to have to all be 6 feet apart. Maybe they're going to narrow it down and only let a few outlets in.
You know what? That'd be the best move. But either way, it's movie's biggest night.
It is.
And even though they're made up awards, and I often think that it's ridiculous, on the other hand, these are people who've put their whole lives into it. It's their biggest night. Why wouldn't you do whatever you need to?
Right.
Or don't go. I mean, maybe that's
right,
it,
exactly.
Too.
That's, I'm not going. I feel like I can't possibly do that. No problem. We'll put up a picture of you. They didn't say anything about masks. Not one thing. So maybe it's just presumed that everyone will have their mask. Nowadays, the designers seem to all be taking a little bit extra fabric from whatever dress they've designed or suit and making a mask, a matching mask. That was a big deal at the Grammys. A lot of people just, you know, Taylor Swift, part of her dress was up on her face. So they didn't say anything about masks, but we have this to look forward to. Sunday, April 25th, the Oscars. If you can't be there in person, then the Grammys. Talk about this real quick. How many complaints do you think they got about WAP? Those girls twisting around each other like pretzels.
It's, you know, that's, I would expect tons of complaints. I mean, the number of things people will complain about are mind-blowing.
We're looking for things to complain about.
And, right, and the nitpicking or digging or almost like taking something and turning it into something else. Else is what I meant to say. Something else, everyone.
Well done.
Perfect example of taking something and turning it into something else. So anyway, I'm going to say they got 1 million complaints.
They got 80 complaints.
Oh, boy.
Total, yeah.
That's all,
You know, I'm sure a lot of people complain to their significant others, well, this is just obscene, outrageous. But the people who actually went to the full extent of putting a formal complaint in at the FCC was 80. So for all the hysteria that it caused in the media, you know, and you would think that. I would have thought a million of the 8 million people
who
watched.
Didn't J-Lo and Shakira get more complaints about their Super Bowl performance?
Way more. However,
this?
I will say, way more people watched the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that's and true. Frankly, that's theirs true. Was vanilla compared to these
yeah,
two. They were they were doing everything but orally doing things.
What?
I mean, they were doing everything. There was, that was a, I mean, I can't say I didn't enjoy it. But, you know, you don't want your 7-year-old and 2-year-old watching it.
You're wonderful.
Am I?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Yeah, no. The children. We got to protect the children. It's not like they're ever going to grow up and be adults and need to see things. So the complaints they got were very typical. People called it disgusting. Others said it looked like something you'd see at a strip club. I don't know how they know that. At least one person complained that the media has a problem with Dr. Seuss but allowed Cardi B to sing about her WAP on national television. For the record, Dr. Seuss Incorporated said, we're not going to print these ones anymore. The media doesn't have a problem with Dr. Seuss.
Right.
We would just report the stuff. It's interesting to note that there were 1,300 complaints about Jennifer Lopez and Shakira at the 2020 Super Bowl. But it's not really a valid comparison because 9.2 million people watched the Grammys and 102 million watched the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's quite a difference.
Yeah, it's a pretty big difference. The Grammys, I think, Nikki, what did we see? The story said something like it was half of a normal audience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody watched.
Nobody watched.
The thing is, though, these days, you don't have to sit down and watch a 4-hour award show. You just don't. Every good thing is going to be a meme.
Or on YouTube.
A clip on YouTube.
If you want to watch that performance, just go to YouTube.
Just type it in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have nothing else to do and there's nothing else on.
Yeah. I will say, though, it was more difficult this time to find those clips the very next day because we report on these things. And so because I was searching for those things, they did come up, though, a day or two late, like 2 days later, I think, all the stuff popped up on like Bruno Mars's personal page or whatever. And so when I was trying to look for those, they would have like 30-second clips as opposed to the full 3-minute performance.
Well, that's all we really need. Right.
Yeah, so I guess so. But, you know, sometimes you want a particular part of John Mayer wailing on his guitar next to Maren Morris, you know, and I couldn't find that the day of, but I found it the next day. That's all.
That's all. The end. Yeah, poor Bryn. His job is hard.
I wasn't trying to say it was hard. I just noticed that.
Well, I do ask you. I'm just like, what about this? And how about this? And what about this? And how about this? And how about this? And how about
this? It's somewhere. I mean, a lot of the stuff. I mean, I was able to find these the 3 5-minute versions, but there were recordings from somebody's phone pointed at the TV, and you don't want that for audio or even video, you know?
No. You don't.
So it wasn't a complaint. It's just something that I noticed.
So hard. It's very difficult.
I'm not trying to say it's hard.
For the record, Bryn, you're booing yourself. You've taken that job to a level that no one would have expected it to get to.
That we can't lose you.
You're broadcasting from a spaceship.
That's right. Yeah.
You can simultaneously have a sip of coffee, hit a sound effect, and kick a guy in the face and not even break a sweat.
Right.
That's true.
And meanwhile, the rest of us around here, look at me. I got nothing. Look what I did.
You've got a sign up on the wall.
I have a thumb. Wait, I can't even point the right way over here. I have a thumbtack on an Alice sign. That's my wall. That's my background.
You've got the sickest comrades.
We do what we're capable of.
Oh, the sickest comrades. Yeah, well, I drove in for it.
Right. Mm. I think this is cool. Like, John and I, you know, we talk about the homeless problem all the time. I don't know if that's a topic in every because we drive by a homeless city on the regular, and then John was just in town and was like dodging human poop on the sidewalk.
You know what? It's so impossible, and it's one of the hardest things for this shit. Like, when we talk about it, there's no solution. So we end up just spinning in a circle, and then it's over, and everyone goes, boy, that didn't feel good. No. It sucks. It's a terrible story, and I don't know what to do.
If there was an answer, I think that someone would have found it. And so, yeah. You know, John was talking about, like, well, you know, you build a city out near Bakersfield. I'm like, these people don't want to be in Bakersfield.
Well, they need Bakersfield to be somewhere. Just flipped him off. No Bakersfield,
doubt, right?
What's wrong with Bakersfield?
I forget Bakersfield. I'm like, these are people who need drugs,
right?
Need help, need money. They, you know, they're not just going to go be like, oh, I'm so happy now that I have a tiny house in Bakersfield. It's just, that's not the answer.
Not,
like, and
right.
It's not really money. You don't want to give people money so that they can go out and further their demise. I don't know what the answer, no one seems to know what the answer is. But here's someone who's doing something about it. John Cryer and his wife, Lisa Joyner, they have teamed up with an organization to help homeless, to build tiny homes in L.A. This is happening in North Hollywood. And there is already a village built. Britton, I don't know if you have that video.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this. That's the bathroom facility that they've dragged in there. And it looks like it's one of those trailer things that you...
Looks like a movie set.
These are sheds. They are glorified sheds. They have heat. They have windows. They have electricity. They have a bed. Some of them have two beds because sometimes people are talking about families here. They have a locking door. There are some communal gathering areas, picnic tables. It looks like the outside of a McDonald's in the olden days, you know, with the red tables.
Mm-hmm.
They each have an address. But this is, and here's a laundry facility that they're trying to get up and running. So it's empty right now, but they have built what look like, I mean, I don't know. Is that several hundred of these things, Bryn? I don't have an overhead of it.
Oh yeah. I couldn't tell. There's at least 50.
Oh, there's. I feel like this guy's wandering through this just a network
like a
of these
maze.
Things.
Mm-hmm.
But they have fenced off however much space, and each one of these I would say is that looks like 10 feet by 8 feet to me. They're that's it. That's the whole thing right there, Vinny. So they're not. I mean, they're calling them tiny houses, but they're sheds. But what they are is a place where someone can lock themselves in. There are apparently access. There's access to resources. On the site, and obviously there's showers and toilets, there's food service, there's laundry service, and there's an address that you can list as your address.
I think it's great.
It has, look at that, it has a little AC unit, it has heating and cooling.
I think it's great. I absolutely think you can see someone who, that's one of the reasons for the tents. You see people wherever they are, no matter who they are, they just want their own space, their own little bit of space they can call their own. The sidewalk is not legitimately someone's space to live in.
Right.
I don't think.
Well,
I just
the
don't
fact
think
that
it's
this
okay.
is in North Hollywood, I think because it's not out in Bakersfield, where no one wants to be. Sorry, mm-hmm. Bakersfield. you know, it's. I think that this could become a home base for people. Like, even if they go out and, you know, if they're panhandling or whatever, if they're looking for drugs, I don't know. I actually don't know if there's going to be some kind of a. You've got to be in a program or you can't do this or that to live to get one of these tiny houses. But it is called Hope of the Valley Rescue Mission. They opened the first tiny home village in North Hollywood last month. John Cryer and his wife have made a big donation to this and they're spearheading the fundraising for this. And to me, I thought for a problem that seems quite unsolvable at times, all the time, I never mind at times, this actually seems like a potential encampment that a neighborhood would not be asking people to move. I don't know how it'll go. It's neat as a pin right now, but no one's living there.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of this is so multi-layered. One thing I would say, just as someone who's experienced it, is rehab would be free rehab. You know how they say free college? How about free rehab? That's the thing. Like, let's get. And people will say you won't do it if you don't want to. Still, how about you go anyway? And you just keep getting exposed to a better way to live and a possible way to get better until it sticks. And that's the way I would consider at least getting some of the hardest cases off the street, because those are the ones.
Right. You know? I mean, it's tiny and it doesn't have a bathroom. You have to walk to the facilities, but it is certainly better than a tent. And it's not some place that they're going to make you move from every
The weirdest weeks. Thing, and I, you know, I work in San Francisco, or did until last year, you know, whatever. And then I live in Santa Cruz, and I see a ton of it in both places. And in Santa Cruz, one of the weird things specifically is there's so many young people. And I don't mean young like kids. I mean young like 20s, like Nicole's age. And many of them are dressed as you'd be dressed. So I don't know if this is them being so drug addicted that they've chosen, I will spend my money on drugs and alcohol as opposed to rent. Mm-hmm. But often there's even people with cars parked there next to their tent.
Right.
So I don't know what the whole dynamic is there, but...
Well, each person there, each homeless person has their own story. Right. And that's the thing. You can't lump them all in like, these people are X. Because right. They're not. They're A through Z. Mm-hmm. Everyone, it's just... I thought, though, wow... There's a tiny ray of hope in what often seems like an overwhelmingly unfixable problem. I'm totally out of time. Sorry about that, Vin. What's coming up?
Actually, I had a real estate story planned, but maybe this is too much home stuff.
I know. I'm all for the real estate story.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.